Fact check, Democrat falsely claims there's no amnesty in Biden's Build Back Better Act. By Jacob Bliss and John Binder on December 16, 2021. Claim, Representative Abigail Spanberger, DBA, claimed President Joe Biden's Build Back Better Act, which she voted for, does not include amnesty for illegal aliens residing in the United States. Verdict, false. The filibuster-proof reconciliation package, passed by House Democrats, includes an amnesty for 6.5 million illegal aliens. During a virtual town hall this week, Spanberger was asked by a constituent how she can justify her vote for Biden's Build Back Better Act, even as she considers herself a moderate. Since the bill has provisions regarding amnesty for illegals while our borders are open, and massive expansion of social programs. Spanberger claims there's no amnesty in the bill, saying she proudly supported the bill. The bill, despite Spanberger's claims, includes an amnesty for roughly 6.5 million illegal aliens who would be shielded from arrest and deportation by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement (ICE) agency while securing work permits, driver's licenses, and travel documents. If signed into law, the amnesty would be the largest in American history. The Congressional Budget Office, CBO, confirmed the amnesty provision, costing American taxpayers about $500 billion over two decades, so long as illegal aliens claim they have lived in the U.S. since 2010. About 6.5 million aliens, non-U.S. nationals, would receive parole, the CBO notes. Further analysis reveals that the bill's amnesty provision will ensure that millions of eligible illegal aliens would be able to receive Affordable Care Act subsidies, Medicaid, the Earned Income and Child Tax Credits, the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP, often called food stamps, Social Security, and Medicare to a much greater extent than they would without legal status. Spanberger is one of many House Democrats who are at risk of losing their seats in either the 2022 midterm elections or as a result of redistricting maps. At least 27 vulnerable House Democrats voted for the amnesty. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow him on Twitter. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.